Welcome to the Inspired Word of God. I'm Marcia. The message today is called Thoughts. Lord, direct me in this message according to your will. I pray seeds will be planted in hearts. I pray many will come and water them. Amen. In the Old Testament, in Exodus 20:14, one of the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not commit adultery. In the New Testament, in Matthew 5:27 and 28, it says, you have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. I want to go to the book of Genesis 39:7-23. It says in verse 6 that Joseph was a very handsome man and well-built young man. And beginning in verse 7, and Potiphar's wife soon began to look at him lustfully. Come and sleep with me, she demanded. But Joseph refused. Look, he told her, my master trusts me with everything in his entire household. No one here has more authority than I do. He has held back nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How could I do such a wicked thing? It would be a great sin against God. She kept putting pressure on Joseph day after day, but he refused to sleep with her. And he kept out of her way as much as possible. One day, however, no one else was around when he went to do his work. She came and grabbed him by his cloak, demanding, come on, sleep with me. Joseph tore himself away, but he left his cloak in her hand as he ran from the house. When she saw that she was holding his cloak and he had fled, she called out for her servants. Soon all the men came running. Look, she said, my husband has brought this Hebrew slave here to make fools of us. He came into my room to rape me, but I screamed. When he heard me scream, he ran outside and got away. But he left his cloak behind with me. She kept the cloak with her until her husband came home. Then she told him her story. That Hebrew slave you've brought into our house tried to come in and fool around with me, she said. But when I screamed, he ran outside, leaving his cloak with me. Potiphar was furious when he heard his wife's story about how Joseph had treated her. So he took Joseph and threw him into the prison where the king's prisoners were held, and there he remained. But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love. And the Lord made Joseph a favorite with the prison warden. Before long, the warden put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. The warden had no more worries because Joseph took care of everything. The Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. The focal point is the looking at and lusting after. But I want to clear something up. Whether you are married or the person you're looking at is married, you can look at someone and recognize that he is handsome or she is pretty. If your thoughts stop there and you move on, that is not committing adultery. So I want to be clear about that. When you look at someone and that triggers lust and desire, and you start fantasizing about that person and committing sexual acts with that person, and you're married or they're married, then you are committing adultery. Because being human, we always view our thoughts as private. We always look at our thoughts as a safe place where we can think what we want and no one will know. You can think what you want, But remember, God always knows. He knows your every thought, and He knows the motive behind it. He knows the married woman. He knows her thoughts about the man across the room or the one that just walked past her. He knows that she thinks the guy is handsome, but her thoughts about the guy stop there, so she's not guilty of anything. But he also knows about the woman who's married, and her thoughts go beyond just looking at the handsome man that just walked in front of her. The Lord is aware of the lust and the desire that she feels for that man that just walked in front of her. And that triggers fantasies and sexual acts in her mind. At that point, she has already committed adultery in her heart. And the same goes for a man who sees a woman. If he undresses her and starts thinking of sexual acts as he watches that woman across the room or walk past him, he's guilty of adultery if he's married. And if he's single and she's married, he is guilty of adultery. This is what occurred with Potiphar's wife. She saw Joseph. He was well built. He was handsome. But she allowed her desire for him to enter into her heart. And from that point, she pursued him for a sexual relationship. She had already committed adultery in her thoughts and her heart. Joseph was a slave, and she was determined to make him have an affair with her. Joseph's father was Jacob, and he was familiar with God and God's laws. He told her in verse 9 that it would be a great sin against God. We know that Joseph did not have sex with her. We know he was thrown in prison, but his story does not end there. God has used Joseph in a mighty way, and his story can be read in Genesis 37, verse 1 to 37, verse 6, and Genesis 39, 1 to Exodus 1, 7. Going back to the scripture in Matthew 5, 27 and 28, this is why Jesus is telling us in these two verses about committing adultery in our hearts based on our thoughts. He wants us to know it's not just don't physically go out there and commit adultery with someone. It's watch what you think, because what enters your heart can make you guilty of adultery. He knows how we allow feelings to kick in, and those feelings trigger thoughts, and those thoughts trigger fantasies. Men and women fantasize about things, but those things can place their soul in danger. He wants us to know this. It tells us in Proverbs 6:32, but whoso commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He that does it destroys his own soul. He gives us the mandates and the commandments for a reason, because he does not want us to perish. He wants us to come in relationship with him. And if you or someone who is fantasizing about sexual acts with a person that you just see walk past your window or out in the community, if either one of you or both are married, you're committing yourself to a great sin. And a lot of people don't realize that. They have no idea when they're fantasizing about somebody that they're committing adultery because they're married. God wants us to have a clear understanding of this so that we can protect our soul. This particular subject of Matthew 5:27-28, I was reading about it one day on one of the social media platforms, and there was a guy who commented underneath the scripture that he was not guilty of adultery, and he thought of women all the time in that manner. But just because he looked at them and had sexual thoughts about them, that did not mean he had committed adultery. Now, he did not specify if he was married or single, but if he was married or the person he's looking at is married, he is guilty of it. And you don't know who's married and who's not married when you're looking at a stranger walk past you. And he admitted to looking at many women and having those thoughts all the time. Not every woman he's looking at is single. So in that manner, he didn't want to consider, well, I might be single, but maybe she's not. Because he didn't want to accept what the scripture said, that a person who's married could be guilty of adultery if they thought it, they were guilty of it. He refused to believe that, and he did not accept it. But just because we want to twist scripture or ignore it or not accept it does not mean that the scripture is not true. It's God's word. And if he says it, then it's true. And on the flip side of the coin, I was watching another platform, and this person came on. It was a guy, and he was admitting that he had problems with sexual thoughts in his mind. He said that he was like constantly fantasizing about women. Every woman that passed his view, he was fantasizing about her, undressing her in his mind and having sexual acts in his mind. And he said that it was to the point that he knew he had to hand that over to God because it was a problem for him. And when he submitted to God and handed that over to God, he felt a change come over his life and things were different. And he didn't look at women that way. After the fact, there was no more fantasizing and undressing them in his mind. And he did not make reference to this particular scripture that I am speaking on today. But what he said falls in line with this scripture because he recognized that he was guilty. He said, I'm guilty of having sex in my mind with these women that I don't know. So he admitted to that and he recognized that. It's important that we put ourselves in covenant with God. And that starts by submitting yourself to God's will and choosing to serve him and live for him. But there are times when we know that we have a specific problem in our life that we need to hand that over to God. And in submitting that issue to God, often is a great response for the person to totally submit their life to God. And that is a great thing. Whatever it takes for you to save your soul, whatever it takes for you to receive salvation and not perish, we can be ignorant in many things and just not know. But once God places the truth before you, however he chooses to do that, then you become accountable for it. In the book of Job 31:1, it says, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? When I reference this particular scripture, it brings me right back to Matthew 5:28. It's important for us to have that covenant because a covenant is an agreement or promise, usually formal, between two or more people. An agreement between God and the ancient Israelites, in which God promised to bless and protect them if they were obedient to him. James 1:14 and 15 tells us, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death." There's no reason for that to happen when you are given the knowledge to prevent it. My closing prayer. Lord, I pray for wisdom and insight into your word for each of us, that we will understand what we should not do that puts our soul at risk. I pray for your guidance and your direction in every aspect of our life, day to day, and may we apply the knowledge that you lay upon our heart. In the name of Jesus, amen.